It kind of, in the summer at night, you'll see the certain kind of an insect flying around that lights up. What do you call that?
Lightning bug, or the firefly. Either one.
Which would be more common for you?
Firefly, I think. I caught a lot of them and put them in a bottle for the children.
Mm-hmm. That's, they like that. Yeah. The kind of insects too that will sting you and leave a bite.
Mosquito.
Or even a bigger one leaves hurts a little bit more. Like a bee.
Oh, a bumblebee?
Yeah.
Or a hornet? Or a wasp? They got pretty hot feet, all of them.
And sometimes when you go fishing, you don't want to use worms. You want to use a little teeny fish that swims around on the shore. A
minnow.
And you might know there's a spider around if you see a
boy. Spider web.
And if you see a web in the house, you might think maybe it's not a spider web, but it's just a
cobweb.
Now a tree has something growing down into the ground.
These roots. Can't make me believe that there's as much under the ground as is on top. They claim there is.
Well, some of them, I guess. But I've been planting. I planted 20 trees on my little property in the city. I transplanted them, and almost all I got a Chinese elm, and just not much roots.
Yeah, when you think of it, you know, it takes such a long time to grow those huge trees that these miserable bugs are killing.
Yeah, that's true. A little bug can do it. There's kind of amphibian. Lives in the water. Sometimes on the ground. It has a hard shell on the back.
Turtle. They get pretty big too.
And there's some kind that live on the land all the time. Any word for that that you have? They don't go in the water. It might be a different word. Do you use terrapin for that? Gopher?
Gopher, yeah.
What's a gopher look like?
Oh, it looks like a squirrel. Only much smaller. And they have what they call the gray gophers. They're big ones and they're very destructive, especially around cornfields. Mm-hmm. You'll find the top of the corn coming through, dig down there, eat the corn.
Hmm. Now, let's go to trees a little bit. You have some kinds of trees.
Oh, there's a maple, the pine, the pear, the apple, the oak, hickory, elm, spruce. They're not.
Okay.
The hickory is, we've got timber out here, 8 acres that we've gathered hickory nuts from for over 6 years.
Hmm.
They have what they call the taproot.
Taproot. Yeah, yeah.
Very little bracing and they can't stand much.
I ran into that once transplanting a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a buttonwood tree? Or a button ball? A plane tree? Sycamore?
Yeah. I know that's what you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're around here some?
Yes, sycamore trees.
And another kind of fruit tree, besides apple, the most common one perhaps, has blossoms in the spring, is a
peach.
Or another one with little red fruit. Make pies out of George Washington's birthday.
Cherries? Oh boy, I knew what cherries was when I was a kid. We had so many I had to go peddle.
Do you have any elderberry bushes around?
Yes.
I love elderberry pie, and everybody in my family thinks I'm crazy, but there are no elderberries around up there. I'm going to come down here and pick some sometime.
And my wife takes the flowers
uh-huh.
and fries them in pancakes.
Oh, that's good. I'll bet that is. It's like blueberry pancakes.
Well, it leaves a stem on, you can pick it up, you know.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And it just pulls out after it's gone.
No, or you can pull it out some, but of course you eat that little limb that's in there.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what you use. It's a common banner like for pancakes.
I suppose.
I don't know. I never asked.